from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Bregman is back. Alex Bregman, however, he is not playing in the field. He is DHing today, but back in the lineup, leading off with Jose Altuve in the lineup, or not in the lineup today at second. He led off today and led this sucker off with a Breggy bomb. Can I hear that bad boy? Can I hear that bad boy? He led this thing off, and I was wondering.
I was in the car. I ain't heard it yet.
Yeah,
Ron.
I was wondering. I know it's August. August is his month, and he had 5 home runs in 12 games. In the month of August, and we know he's missed the last 5 games, but it was 1-0. The Red Sox were leading, and then Alex Bregman came up to the plate.
Leadoff hitter against Criswell, and he drills one to left field. That's gone! Welcome back, Breggy! Into the Crawford boxes and tie it at 1.
As if he never left. Still scorching hot. He likes it spicy in August. Breggy bomb to get things going.
Shout out to my guy, Alex Bregman.
There you go. Appreciate that, CJ. Yes, that is a big shot coming right on in. Welcome on back, Alex Bregman, as he goes deep immediately in this game. But they trail 2-1 right now. Verlander has thrown a lot of pitches. I don't know how much longer he is going to stay in it. He had his first pretty easy inning in the third, as they're in the bottom of the third right now. But he's well over 50 pitches at this point, and we'll see how long he goes in this game. But that is the update here, 2-1, as the Astros look to win this series against the Red Sox.
Oh, panty dropper up to the up at the plate with first and second, two
it's
outs.
A panty dropper.
Yeah, let's see what he can do.
Yeah.
See if he can come up with a big hit to try to
drop him, Pena,
to at least get this thing tied, maybe even more coming up. All right, a lot to get to today. Brandon Scott coming up at 4:40 with his Texans report, so stay tuned for that. And Clint was out at practice. We'll get his thoughts real quick, but I gotta address this with Tyler. I don't think I've ever heard of this before. Before we were walking out, Tyler said his ears get hot. And it happens every summer. He's had blood work. He's done everything. I have never, like, I want you
they
to
turn red too. You can tell.
Like, I want you to describe, like, they just, you're like, all of a sudden, nothing else on your head. It just, your ears just get fiery hot and, like, uncomfortably
are
hot.
They red right now?
They all look red.
Yeah, they're red.
Are they red?
Yeah, they're red.
Yeah.
I have never experienced or heard of it.
I wish I did.
Ears have gotten hot before, but I think there was a reason. Like I either had a beanie hat on,
yeah,
and it was
something
over,
like that.
You know, it was over my ears.
Somebody was talking about you,
or somebody hit them, or something. You know, like if you graze, you hit your ear on something, it gets hot. Not just randomly in the studio when it's.
But you said it happens every summer. This is a yearly thing.
Well, y'all know, and maybe some of the Drive family don't, but I'm mega hot natured, dude. Like I'm really just always hot. So summers just suck for me. And once it gets to this point, this hot as hell August in Houston, Texas, things start happening.
But it's just the ears. Wow.
I mean, the rest of me is hot, but I can really feel my ears burning. And it's bothersome.
Doctors out there, 713-572-4610. Yeah, medical professionals, anybody out there listening? Is there anybody maybe have an ear fetish? You studied the ears a bit. Is there what's going on with Tyler?
Like, I've never just sat there and be like, damn, man, my damn ears are on fire, man.
It happens to me a lot in the evenings, like sitting in my living room. Like all of a sudden,
like
my ears are just
like every night.
Do you think it has anything to do with your energy drink issue?
It's possible. So I do have a high consumption of caffeine.
I got to tell you, big changes. Feel great without the energy drinks. Haven't had one since.
You seem low energy this week.
And my doctor, I haven't had one since. And that was weeks ago.
I hadn't had one in five plus weeks right here. Picked this up on the way. A little 5-hour energy. Took one little pull off up. First one in damn near 6 weeks.
Good for you.
I don't even know why, to be honest with you.
I didn't know, man. I feel pretty good about it.
I feel great.
Without knocking it down, and maybe some change. That would be a damn thing if it was like, if Tyler just stopped with the monsters and then his ears just became regular temperature.
Well,
that would be an amazing.
I mean, I'd be asleep though.
Look, it wouldn't shock me one bit if I've seen Tyler take a 5-hour energy to the head and wash it down with a monster. So it wouldn't surprise me one bit if it wasn't.
No, he's
some
never,
kind.
I can't
of,
deny
no,
it.
Never done. You've done it.
I've watched
multiple
him do it
days.
Within the last week.
Like, you take a 5-hour energy drink, and then you...
That's when I start sipping on my monster.
Oh, I don't know. I've seen that.
I know it's bad, dude, by the way. Like, yeah. I'm not sitting here in denial.
I feel like this caffeine
stuff isn't bad for me, but it is what it is.
Someone suggested maybe menopause is what you're going through right now.
I still got all my ovaries and fallopian tubes and such.
Good one, dude. Good one, Texter.
I mean, things do change as we get older, T. I know you're a little young punk.
Yeah,
but
be ready for
change.
That low T read coming.
Maybe
he needs to go to low T.
No, my testosterone is through the damn roof.
Well, do you know?
Have you seen the hair I produce on my body?
I mean, I'm still hairier than all get out. Mine was low. I'm telling you. Do you know your number?
Hey, fellas,
if you don't know your number, your ass is missing out. Now, get down to Low T Center. Get that number in check now.
Go down to my guy down at...
Kenny?
Kenny, out there in the Katy location, man. He'll take care of your ass.
Even young dudes like me.
Slide through there, Tyler.
I'm telling you, I don't know.
See what that blood work looks like.
When I went to Low T, for some reason, that Powerade they gave me, I don't know what that... Like, when I walked in the door...
That free Powerade?
They threw that Powerade at me. Like, that I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Is it blue?
These guys,
I don't know. It's
they
small,
know me already.
It's small,
blue Powerade is
no, and they, it was like they did research. I'm an orange Powerade. They knew my color.
What?
Bam.
Blue Powerade's the only way to go.
I'm not a big fan of the blue.
That's the only Powerade.
Nothing
power
out there to our Crips that listen. I'm not a big... I like the blue flavor for me. Like I'm orange first. I really started to like the grape, and I'm thinking this Gatorade too. I've really started to like the grape and then red. The lemon lime stuff, I don't like that at all.
Orange, red, and lemon lime. Yeah, I'll take either three. You can have the blue.
Orange.
You can have the grape.
The blue,
you can have all
man.
These new exotic flavors.
I'll take that cherry glacier. That's kind of that kind of hits a little bit.
That is the clear one.
But yeah, I'm orange first. It was like, but it was like they knew. They tossed that orange and I said, damn.
Hey, the drinks and the snack, all joking aside, the options,
oh, they have
the options
you.
In the Low T Lounge especially.
I'm telling you, man, they have it for you. Ooh, wow. Didn't know we was getting that. The Low T got a little extra today. All right. Astros continue to trail 2-1. We'll keep you updated. Verlander starting his fourth inning at 58 pitches right now. All right, Clint, you were out at training camp today.
Yeah.
This is the final practice before they meet the Rams in a joint practice. Will be at tomorrow, the only one day they're doing it. But you were out there today Give me a couple of things that jumped out to you. A couple of things that that jumped for you. Hey, and start with, like, hey, right now, you know what they need. All right, our listeners need positive first.
No.
No, stop it.
I don't give a damn what they need. They're going to get
positive,
real.
And our listeners need positive first, okay?
Luckily, on my list, the first bullet is extremely positive. Kamari Lassiter in team drills today, and if I'm being honest, over the last 2 weeks, has just kind of chipped wood, just continued to be in the right place and kind of open eyes. I'm not ready to give him Stingley treatment. I'm not giving him Stingley treatment. I'm not real sure where I sit at this point with Kamari Lassiter, but there's no doubt in what you see, man. And today seemed to be a pretty physical day. Ones versus
which lends towards him.
Lot of ones versus ones with CJ Stroud and company out there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.